Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Whew. Finally, friends, it's time to have that talk. That talk that I promised you. I'm Tori. This is Idiot Box Radio. It's time to have that talk. By the way, if you want to find out how to contact the show, it's at the end of the show. But for now, we'll listen to the show because we're going to do the show. This is Idiot Box Radio. I'm Tori. You're not. And today, finally, my friends, we are going to be talking about the amazing new Nicky Cage, the Nicky C, the Nicky Coppola movie, Willy's Wonderland. I promised it and now I'm fucking delivering. This show is not safe for work. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, regale yourselves around me. Hold balloons and small treats as I tell you another story. Wow. This movie came out on streaming services in February. I've been fucking waiting like a fucking champion to watch a physical copy, making sure that my money's going to my fucking celluloid darling, Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, the man who's done over 100 films, owes a shit ton of money to the US government and continues to pump out movies like the fucking genius that he is. This movie's Willy's Wonderland. It's a little bit different to his other movies. He is fighting for his life, but you would not believe for a second that he is in danger. No, that's not because his acting is poor. It's because he's a very confident man. As indicated, oops-a-daisy. Gotta remember, guys, if you're gonna listen to my movie reviews, they're gonna contain spoilers almost the entire way through. Because quite frankly, I've seen it. You guys know the deal. It's Idiot Box Radio. I'm Tori, and I'm gonna fucking tell you exactly what happened. That way, you can make an informed decision. Overly informed, maybe. But let's not all get highfalutin fucking RogerEbert.com, where other people have to fucking now write their reviews on behalf of, unfortunately, a very dead person. I'm sorry, Roger. I'm not making fun of you. I loved your reviews. But come on, can't these other cunts fucking sort themselves out and give themselves their own websites where they can write reviews and say two thumbs up? Unless you've been in a tragic accident, you've got two thumbs. You can give two thumbs up. You don't have to be Roger fucking Ebert to give those two thumbs up in the air like a fucking gangster, yo. So this is Willy's Wonderland, Nicky C, Nicolas Cage, and my soul brother. Now, he's a quiet drifter in this movie, and I hate to wreck it for you, but this is the sort of review that it is. He doesn't speak a fucking word the entire way through. He is just a man of action. He's not fucking painting pictures or salting the fruit, but he does get to the point throughout. Quiet drifter making his way through the countryside in a really fucking hotted up car. When you read on the back and see Quiet Drifter, I almost think of a homeless person. But Nicky C from start to finish is the fucking goods, let me tell you right now. His car is wrecked by those spikes that cops put on the road to puncture tires of people who are getting away. Unfortunately, this whole town harvests people in order to trap them and put them in Willy's Wonderland, a old wrecked restaurant that is now possessed by demonic animatronics. Thing is though, this town doesn't have a fucking clue. They know in order to spare their own townsfolk, they have to feed this restaurant people. And what they do is they wreck cars and they say to the people, if you clean this restaurant overnight, we'll fix your car for free. So Nicky C, the quiet drifter, by the way, doesn't have a name. He goes in to clean. At the start of the movie, you see this hotted up car. It's a V8 muscle car of some sort, but a more modern car, not an old fashioned muscle car like we'd like to see Nicky C driving. His hair isn't too bad in this one. They've done a pretty good job of making sure that the Nicky C coif is on point. Good for you, Nicky. You deserve nothing but the best, mate. But in this one, military dog tags hang from his rearview mirror, indicating that he used to be special forces. And I know to all you guys who love these reviews, Nicky C is a special force to all of us. A special force of creativity, yo. That's right. Creativity. See, if you raise your voice as you're saying something, it makes it kind of special. Did you like that? Did you like that? Did you like that? So he's trapped. He's chained in with these fucking animatronics. Now, some of the kids from the local town are aware what these fucking elders from the town are doing, and they set out to burn down Willy's Wonderland. Willy is a animatronic rodent that these fucking animatronics have been possessed by the spirits of serial killers who used to kill kids and families inside the restaurant when it was running. Not a bad idea, if you can get away with it. Any case, these kids come along and inadvertently they find themselves also trapped in the restaurant, not realizing that Nicky C is fucking amazing and he is not trapped in there with him. As is said in the trailer, they're trapped with him. That's right. So good times gone bad for demonic animatronics. That was a rhyme and I didn't do it deliberately, though the last show I couldn't help myself. I kept on rhyming. I'm really doing my best to not do it again. As soon as I start rhyming, I don't know if I'd be a good rap battler or not, but as soon as I start with the rhyming, I straight away start thinking of new words to throw in to make them rhyme as well. Oh my god. And I just thought of hell and kids that cannot spell. Okay, stop. Hammer time. All right. So as the movie progresses, Nicky C, he's just fucking on point. But the weird thing is he goes in with his little bag filled with his fucking energy drinks that they've said to him, you make sure you take breaks during your night. And he sets his timer and takes a break, has an energy drink and plays a pinball machine. During this period of time that he plays the Willy's Wonderland pinball Hacksaw Machine, you're going to see one of the weirdest dances ever captured on fucking film, and it's one that Nicky C fucking made up himself on the spur of the moment, showing that he is, in fact, acting genius brought to life and captured for us to enjoy. Thanks, Nicky C. Throughout the movie, you're going to get plenty of laughs. It's a bit of a weird one. Sometimes some of the timing's a little bit out. I think they make too much fuss of the fact that he doesn't talk throughout, which was disappointing because I love hearing Nicky C talk, and there were plenty of funny lines of dialogue they could have given him. Legend has it that they were going to give him one final line when he faces off against Willie at the end of the movie, being the rodent kind of animatronic that's there. And Nicky C said to them, if you're going to give me only one line, make sure it's a banger. And they couldn't think of a line that was a banger, so they ended up giving him nothing. Except he brings the fire, the fury, and the action. I can tell you right now, it's thoroughly enjoyable. The sheer force of will that Nicky C brings, and the thing I do love about this one is he is just a fighting machine, except for when he needs to have his breaks. Like, literally, someone's about to be killed because these kids get in the way. His alarm stops. Nicky C hands them the weapons and goes off and plays pinball for 10 minutes. For some reason, I found that this was a really good sort of twist. I don't know why, because it's like, you know, there is hyper-violence in the show, but Nicky C will take a fucking break to go and have a fucking break because he's Nicky C. And there was some, like, fixation with the energy drinks he was having, though it is a made-up brand, so it's not like some company put a lot of money in his way and said, hey, you know how you owe a lot of money to the tax department? We'll give you $5 every time you show this energy drink. It's a totally made-up energy drink for the movie, but Nicky C does have to drink it. So there is some sort of addiction thing going on there, but it did make for some funny moments during some of the frantic fight scenes that did take place. The animatronics were really well done. There was no Teddy Ruxpin there. Some creepy-ass little songs were sung, and all things said and done, the movie was just lots of fun. They dragged out the whole Nicky C doesn't talk just a little bit too much, like there'd be really long breaks, which I'll never put in this show, but they'd ask him a question, he would stare at them, and there'd be like a 10-second gap where they'd go, oh, you're a quiet one, aren't you? No shit, dickhead, I didn't fucking say anything! That was me being Nicky C on behalf of Nicky C, because Nicky C in the movie doesn't talk. In any case, all things said and done, Willy's Wonderland was a lot of fun. You might need to watch it more than once to appreciate the amazing performance put in by our friend Nicky C. But all things said and done, I reckon I'd give it somewhere between a 7.5 to an 8 out of 10. It is enjoyable. It is a little bit different. There will be people who say, oh, you're ripping off Five Nights at Freddy's. In case you don't know what that is, it is a horror game with animatronics that do hunt people down. Oh shit, it does sound a lot like Five Nights at Freddy's, but it does have its own little fucking spin on it that Nicky C stars in this motherfucker and does not speak a word. Hokey acting done by everyone else. This is a ham-fisted attempt at a horror, and it is thoroughly fucking enjoyable. I strongly suggest that you get yourself a copy or stream Willy's Wonderland starring that beautiful man, Nicky C. Now, if you want to contact the show, email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. Email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can find the website idiotboxradio.com, and you can also subscribe through Apple Podcasts at the Idiot Box Radio Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Idiot Box Radio out.